The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
My situation is that both of my children from 4 months old were put into childcare because I didn't feel that the benefits would give me the money that I needed to pay my mortgage and to live. So I always worked full time and they were both put into nursery. My childcare bills per month was £1,300. It wasn't until last year that I actually gave up my job because I wanted to be there for my children, and I took a really big jump and decided to leave my job to look after the children, and I'm now on benefits where I'm getting help. And my biggest regret is that I didn't do it sooner because my disposable income is now more than what it was before.
And really?
I just think that is crazy that I was working full-time, trying to do the right thing, you know, pay my mortgage and live like you should do. But now that I'm on benefits, I'm actually better off.
But what message are you sending to your children now? Are you not sending a message that life is better off on benefits and you don't actually have to work for anything?
No, I would never give them that message. I've given them the message that I've given up my job so that I can spend more time with them. I don't get involved with conversations about, you know, money and all that kind of stuff with them. They're only young, they're 6 and 3. But
so have you got a partner?
No, I haven't, no.
So you're a single mum bringing up your children on your own?
Yeah, their dad passed away when they were young, so...
So when you say that you are better off on benefits, what are we talking about? I mean, can you give us an indication as to how much you're in receipt of per month?
Per month, I probably get about £1,700.
£1,700 per month in benefits?
Yeah. And I'm getting help towards the mortgage as well. And just not having that payout for the childcare of that £1,300 a month.
For society, though, do you think you're doing the right thing?
Probably not. It's probably not right that, you know, that's what I think is really sad. I think it's sad that I'm better off on benefits. My plan was last year when I gave up my job, I thought, right, OK, I'll just do it until my youngest one is at school full time. And then I'll go back in. But, like, listening to some of the things you were saying earlier about it's actually quite difficult to get back into work, that worries me as well.
Well, yeah, and I guess that is the other thing that might come round and bite you on the bottom, because in a few years' time, when your children have grown up and are perhaps at secondary school and there really is no need for you to be at home all day because for most of the day they're at school,
yeah,
you may well find that trying to get back into work at that stage will involve a lot of work, a lot of dedication. I mean, for example, when my mum wanted to go back to work, she had to completely retrain and do something completely new, and she had to get up to speed with technology, which had moved massively in the years that she'd been away from the office.
Well, that's what I'm actually thinking about doing now. I'm actually starting college in September and retraining in preparation for when my youngest one does start school full time, because I just don't think I'll be able to get back into the job market as I was before.
£1,700 per month in benefits.
Yeah.
You're in receipt of. I find that quite staggering, and I'm sure many of my listeners will as well. And they help you with the mortgage.
Yeah.
What are those benefits? What are those benefits made up of?
Income support, help towards the mortgage, tax credit, child tax credit.
£1,700 a month.
Plus the
That's most than many of my listeners listening to the programme this morning will earn after working a month.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why I always worked. They went into childcare from when they were 4 months old, because I never had any idea that you would get this much on benefits. So I always thought, well, I can't give up my job because I won't be able to afford to live. I need to work. But as the childcare went up and up and up, and each month I was just paying out more and more in childcare.
Ever so quickly, Sarah, because I'm coming up to the news, what would it take to get you back to work, to force you back to work now?
Just like more help towards the childcare. I mean, £1,300 a month is just, I just couldn't do it.
So would £1,200 be enough to welcome you back to work?
Well, £1,200 a year when you're paying £1,300 a month.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Sarah, thank you very much indeed. £1,700 a month in benefits.